So the Virginia Folklife Apprenticeship Program pairs a master artist with an apprentice for a term of about 9 months so that the traditions can continue on.
And you've met all of the different teams that are part of the program?
For the past 7 years, I've photographed every team. So this work that's up right now represents 7 years of my photographic life. And the interesting thing is, you know, though the apprenticeship, the term is only for 9 months on paper, they usually last a lifetime. The interesting one is the case of Flory Jagoda, the Sephardic Jewish ballad singer in Northern Virginia, who was in our first apprenticeship class. This is before my time. And her first apprentice was named Susan Gaeta. And last year, Susan became a master in the program, took on her first apprentice. And her portrait is in the show as well as Flory's. They're across the gallery from each other.
So a former apprentice is now a master.
That's correct.
One of the teams that you photographed is from Dixon Studio, featuring Ron Dixon, a stained glass window master artist, and his apprentice, Todd Hinkle. I had a chance to meet them a couple months ago when I went to their studio in Stanton, and I asked Ron to talk about Todd as an apprentice.
Todd had, he had some real good mechanical skills. But as we progressed, we did start bringing him into, number one, how to select glass, and then how to cut it. And especially when we're doing restoration, which Todd's sort of, this is his main area of, if you want to put an apprenticeship. So he's progressed, a good glass cutter, even though he's left-handed, and it confused me because I'm trying to teach a left-hand man to cut glass. That was a problem on it itself. But
that was a challenge.
We were able to make it work.
How did you guys make that work?
I stood in front of him instead of behind.
I like it. I mean, you're doing something. It seems like you're doing something different every day. You're not stuck with the same thing. One day you're cutting glass. Next day you might be leading a window together. You're doing something different every day.
When you're working with an apprentice like Todd, do you find yourself learning new things by the teaching process?
Patience.
And a whole lot of it.
That was Ron Dixon and Todd Hinkle from Dixon Studio. I'm Chris Boros. It's WMRA. I'm here with Pat Jarrett from Virginia Folklife. Pat, you met those guys at Dixon Studio, right?
I'm sorry to say that I'm actually, as soon as we're done here, I'm actually going to go to the studio and make their portrait.
So you're going to go make the portrait and then come back to Harrisonburg?
That's correct.
Have you seen the stained glass work, though?
I have. It's amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. The techniques are centuries old. They are known, I'm sure, around the country, maybe around the world, for doing this very specific kind of work. We have all sorts in this program. I'm thinking anywhere from stained glass to here in Harrisonburg, Sundu's Asad Mosa and her apprentice Sana, she brought the tradition of baklava making from her home in Baghdad, and she's now here. And so that tradition, though it started somewhere else, it's now part of our community here.
In your world of photography, were you ever an apprentice?
You know, it's funny you ask that. The more I think about this work, the more I can see the skills that I'm using coming from a photographer that I apprenticed under, named Bruce Zake in Cleveland, Ohio. The skills that I learned working under Bruce, I use every time I shoot. And I think when I'm setting up these shots, what would Bruce tell me? The more important thing, Chris, is that I honestly don't know if this work is more my work, because really what I'm trying to do is accurately document this work that these masters and apprentices are doing through the Virginia Folklife program. It's incredible work. And every time I visit an apprenticeship team or anytime I pick up my camera to do this work, I need to make sure that my work rises to the level of the people that I'm photographing. And it truly is a collaboration. And though it's a gallery show with prints that I've made, it's not my work. I'm there to document, and it would be nothing without these communities of people doing this traditional work that we are so proud of.
The gallery opening is today at 5 o'clock in Harrisonburg, showing your photographs of the Virginia Folklife Apprenticeship Program.
That is correct. It's going to be at the 292 North Gallery here in Harrisonburg.
Awesome. Pat Jarrett is Virginia Folklife's digital media specialist. Pat, thanks.
Thank you so much, Chris.